In Perek Mem Vav, chapter 46, the Alter Rebbe is describing a manner through which a person arouses the natural love that he has for God, and it's based on the pasuk Kamayim Haponim Uponim. So it is known as the love of Kamayim Haponim. When one person loves another, it causes a response, a reciprocal love in the heart of the other. And this is true even of simple people who are equal to each other in status. One loving the other causes a reciprocal love. How much more so when they are not equal at all, that the one who initiates the love is far greater, far superior to the one who is reciprocating, then the love that is reciprocated is much stronger, greater, and so on. And that's in today's Shia for the 5th of Iyar, Hey Iyar. It's on page 682. V'hine zehu teva hanohug b'midas kol adam. This nature of the responsive love, of the reciprocal love, is natural for all people. Af im shneihem shavim b'mayla. Even if the two are equals, they're peers. V'alach has kama v'kama. So how much more so im melech godel v'zav, if a great and mighty king, shows, not only has love, but shows his love, that is great and intense, le'ish hedyet v'nivze v'shval anoshim. This great king shows his great love for a person who is a simple person, a common person, and he is despised, and he is lowly. Umenuvol umutol be'ashpa. He is also filthy in the filth. He's dirty with filth. V'yeded elav memokim kvedei. And yet the king comes down to him, to where he is, from the king's place of honor. Im kol sodov yachdov, together with all of his ministers. He raises him up, stands him up from his filth, and he brings him into his chambers, into his palace. Heichal HaMelech, the royal palace. Cheder lifnim mecheder, not only in the outer chambers, but into the inner private chambers. Mokim she'ein kol eved v'sar nichnas l'shon, to a place where no servant of the king, and not even the officers of the king, are allowed to enter. And there he joins with him in a true closeness, the chibuk, the nishuk, with an embrace and a kiss, and an attachment of spirit to spirit with his whole heart and soul. Then Allah has kamo v'kamo. So it is certain that shetis eidem memele ha'ahava kvulo mechupeles belev ha'hedyit, that they will be aroused within this simple person, the common person, a great love doubled and quadrupled. In this commoner, ushval ha'anoshim, in this lowly among people, hazeh el nefesh ha'melech. So this lowly person will certainly be moved with a great love to the king. With a soulful attachment to the king from the depth of his heart and soul. The af im libe kelev ha'evan, and even if originally this simple person had a heart of stone and was not easily moved to love, but himos yomes v'hoyo l'mayim, it will melt, his heart will melt and will become like water. V'tishtapech nafshei kamayim b'kleis ha'nefesh mamish li'avat ha'melech, and he will pour out his soul with a longing, a thirsting. And the soul, his soul will expire out of love for the king. So the Alter Rebbe is saying here that this love that comes from a person's considering the fact that God loves him, God, the King of Kings, with all the details of the example of the lowliness of the person, and yet the King of Kings comes to him in his place, into this world, and elevates him out of there, and takes him to himself, and gives him the Torah and mitzvahs and so on, that this must cause within a person a great response and a great reciprocal love. And this is available to all people. It doesn't depend on the intelligence, on the understanding of God's greatness. And not only can a lowly person have this love as well as a high person, but the opposite is true. The more lowly the person is, the greater is the reciprocal love. Because if to such a low person the king will come, then the love is even greater. So the more he recognizes his lowliness, the more he recognizes his insignificance, the greater is the love. So not only can a simple person love God, but a simple person finds it easier to love God in this form of love. The love of Hamayim, Kamayim Haponim Lepanim. In the Hayem Yem for the fifth of Iyar, for Hay Iyar, which is also the 20th of the Omer, the Rebbe writes that Rabbeinu Hazakein Kibul Mereb Mordechai HaTzadik, the Alter Rebbe heard from Reb Mordechai HaTzadik, Sheshoma Mehabal Shem Tev, who heard from the Baal Shem Tev, Eskum Taropa Neshoma Avder Velt, un leapt up Zibetzik Achzik Yor, a soul comes down into this world and lives 70, 80 years to liptona idna teva begashmius or befrat in ruchnius. The life of a person of 70 and 80 years is in order to do another Jew a favor, either a material favor and particularly a spiritual favor.